Giles from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Welcome, wow. Welcome. How exciting. We're alive. It's another great day. We have our lovely superhero here, Disco. But
really, what are we talking about today? There are so many superheroes in this world without capes that kind of don't get recognized for what it is that they do. And really, it's the behind the scenes people that are the ones that make a change in people's lives. And for us, these superheroes without capes are our horses, because they really do such amazing things for people, and they just can bring people to a new place that they didn't even know that they could get to, and have the answers to their own questions and being able to move forward in a different way. So that's what we're here to talk about today, is these beautiful superheroes.
And it really does. It takes our breath away every time that we see this person who didn't think that they had that strength or that power to be able to be who it is that they are. It's like, wow, it's such a privilege, and it's so humbling to be a part of these beautiful superheroes doing their thing. But we, as facilitators, being able to be a part of these human beings' process to help them enjoy their one and only life, or at least to move forward in their one and only life.
And today we're going to be introducing you to Disco, who's going to be the one who's going to really kind of nail it home for us about why these guys are truly superheroes without capes as well. But before we even get there, we should probably tell you who we are.
So my name is Carrie Fulmeck, and I am the founder of the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, and master facilitator. So globally, I travel around and help people here at our facility to do what it is that we do, and that is working with horses in a completely different way, allowing them to be more in a natural state by hearing what they say through their body language to help human beings move forward with objectively driven programs. And that's my favorite part, because it's a business already ready to go.
Already ready. And I am Carolyn Charles. I'm the director of sales and marketing for the Equine Connection, as well as a facilitator and an instructor as well. And as Carrie said, with all that, for us as well, it's truly the best career that you could ever possibly have, in being able to help people change their lives every single day. It's really phenomenal for us.
Yes, absolutely. As a result of becoming certified with us, our clients leave with life-changing, ready-made business, including exceptional tools you need to be successful, an empowered team to move you and your business forward, refreshed awareness, and remarkable communication with your horses, and of course, leave with soul-altering confidence, knowing that you are doing exactly what it is that you are meant to do in this one and only life.
So if this really sounds like everything that you've ever wanted, what are you waiting for? When are you going to start living your dream of being able to work with these amazing creatures every single day? So again, here we are today talking to you about Disco, because Disco truly is one of our superheroes without capes, and that he is a phenomenal teacher. The things that we have seen.
Oh, and he affects every human that walks in these doors. He actually came to us probably about 6 years ago, and he was in the cowboy industry. So he kind of did a lot of moving around, lots of heavy athletic work, obviously, because that's what you do in the cowboy world. So it was really exciting when we were able to have him come. He's actually Carson's horse. So we didn't even think that he was actually ever going to be a part of our program. But right from the get-go, we knew there was something super special about him. But you know, when he came to us, one thing he was lost and confused. And that's really always very sad when you see in a herd that they don't understand where it is that they belong. So it actually took quite a while to help Disco to understand that he was here, he could trust this place, he wasn't moving anywhere else, and then to start moving in that dynamic within the herd. And once that all settled out, and it did take at least a year, year and a half, oh my goodness, it's just been phenomenal. But we did actually start to work with him right away with people, because there was something so powerful that we felt with him.
And he loved it. right off bat. He was just like, I can do this.
This is my job. What the heck? What do you mean you don't ride me? This is weird stuff. Oh, there he is.
Yes.
So yes, he is just a really cool, cool, cool fellow who brings many teaching opportunities to the level. I was saying
he raises the bar.
I don't know to the level. I wonder what that means.
He levels people out.
That he does, but yeah. I don't think that's what I was thinking. So we're just going to ignore that I said that, okay?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, we have some journals here as well, or, you know, it's what your horse taught you. We always have people fill these out after they have done the programs, because it will amaze us, amaze themselves in 1 hour and 15 minutes what it is that they get from these superheroes. And we are always like, wow, like we would have never known. So it's so beautiful that they can actually mark it down. But this one lady had said, you know, Disco, he just let me cry and all he did was listen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even when you parallel that to life, isn't that just something that you just want to do sometimes? Is you just want to be listened to, and crying releases so many things and you feel so much better after a good ball fest.
It's true. Yeah. And however that works for you, you know, wherever you choose to cry or whatnot. But a lot of us are pretty shut down with that, and that we don't have a person to cry with. We don't have any of that part in our lives. But for most of our clients that come here, they do have a lot they need to let go of.
Oh,
and
man.
Disco is a superstar in the fact that he really just has that feeling of you can cry with him. You can do what you need to do, and you can just be there in that moment with him, and you feel beautiful. Well, and I guess that kind of leads us into this first piece of, he makes people feel safe.
He really does, to be who it is that they are. And I know that's the one thing we're always not promoting, but we're always teaching it within every program that we run, is humans have to start understanding that each of us do have a beautiful gift, but sometimes we forget what that beautiful gift is because life has just knocked us down, or people have said we shouldn't do that, or we can't do that, or whatever the case may be. But with Disco, he really helps everybody to bring out that beautiful gift that's within inside. And that's why it's a journey when you go through all these programs, because it's not like first day you just cry and release. It's learning some skills first and then applying them to their lives and continually coming back. And then they start learning to release within. And when you can start releasing within as a human, oh my goodness, then you can actually make room inside to move forward. Because if you keep everything tight inside, we get very sick, not only mentally, but even health-wise. We get very, very sick. We don't have energy. There's no drive to move us forward. So Disco really helps us to bring out all of those pieces to get us to that place of releasing.
Absolutely. And I think it's very hard to feel safe to do that piece, especially if you have gone through things before in your life where your trust is not a big thing for you, or you have many walls up or anything else. To have that ability to release with a living being that does make you feel safe is phenomenal.
And doesn't judge you.
Yeah, on top of it.
You know, how many times as we as humans cried and then someone says, what are you crying for? That's dumb to cry.
Or build a bridge and get over it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, no. Very, very safe. That he allows so many people to cry.
I'm like, Disco's not a small horse.
Nope.
And he,
like a regular quarter horse.
Yeah.
Size.
Yeah. But like something. He's not like Jordy, who's, you know, like 14 something.
Yeah.
You know? He's a regular sized horse. So he's still got that intimidation factor, but there's something about him that when people first meet him, they have a feeling of safety, that he just calms them down right away. And he really does have the ability to bring people to a breathing place. And actually,
we should read one of these as well.
So another lady said, Disco taught me to always breathe. No matter what is happening in my life, I must just take a breather and always be grateful in my moments. I learned to always try to love myself and cry when I need to, but I need to do self-care as I did today with Disco. Grief will always be there, and it's up to me as to how I deal with it.
That even makes me want to cry.
Goosebumps, man. Like,
they are superheroes. Look at what... Like, and that was just one program. Like, this is the part that always amazes us. You get this through the whole 8 to 12 week curriculum programs that you run, or the women's workshops. Mm-hmm. These horses seriously do so much that you can't even comprehend until you're in it, to see how these people respond and move forward with it.
And even the people that seem to have, you know, that seem to have their life totally together and everything else, there's something about disco that really brings them in to a new place. Because how many facilitators or the men or a corporate group people have come in and just needed that moment with disco?
Oh, look how cute you are right now.
But they just need that moment with him because he gives that feeling of safety. And that goes with, again, the non-judgment piece and everything else. But I think that's because, and that leads us into this next piece with him as well, is he is so intuitive. He really is.
What a gift. Like, that is his major teaching piece, is that intuitive. See, we always say, you know, we can help move forward, but only because we have our superheroes to work with. We couldn't help just people move forward without having them, because they pick up on things that we would never understand, allowing that person to be able to come out with what it is that they feel is the piece. And Disco hits it every time.
And he knows exactly, I mean, like all horses do, well, all of our EAL horses know to a certain extent of how much they can push a person, but he really is always exactly what people need for the day. He has this intuitive ability to, again, have them feel safe in what they're doing, but he knows that if teaching that day means that he's just not going to move, then that's his teaching for the day, because that's what they need. And he also knows if today is a close day, like, he seems to just have this intuitive ability to understand exactly what people are needing. And, you know, so many times people see, oh, this horse needs a cuddle today. Probably not.
It's our usually, question usually is it the horse or is it you who would need that cuddle today? Because horses are not like people.
No.
So that's the one thing we always really try to drive home. Horses are not people. So we cannot put our people feelings on with the horses. That's why horses are so true and solid with everything that they say, because they're not trying to put a facade on. They do what they do instinctually and with their intuitive nature as well.
And for us. So when he is having those days when people are saying, oh, he's so cuddly with me today, that's because they need that piece. That he really is so in tune with what people need for the day to learn. He doesn't push the same way as like some of the other horses that are like really, really leadership guys, that they're going to push that leadership. Even if people are maybe on a cuddle day, they'll still be like, no, you got to lead, be in there to lead, which is great too. But at the same token, he is just that guy that intuitively knows how to move people forward and in the way that they are the most comfortable with. And again, feeling safe doing it. Oh, always comes back to that.
Absolutely. And they always say, the people, he knew exactly what it was that I needed today. He knew it.
Yeah.
Like, well, how, you know, again, it's a living being. How did he know it? Well, he knows it because he's gifted in that area.
Oh, and I totally went into the next one with my whole little spiel there.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't go any further with it.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
I knew that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the teaching style built for all is everything I just said.
But we're going to give you an example here, and maybe we'll do another journal as well, or what my horse taught me. The one thing, so for example, when our clients come in and they're here, usually in the arena time with the program, 40 to 50 minutes. So in this time, let's say they're moving along, but the horse disco will not move. So he doesn't move. For them, they're like, oh, but this is good. Like, I just want to stay here. Now, one thing that we also know is he is a teacher. He's actually teaching something at that moment, because the number one thing a horse needs to feel is safe. Number one thing. A horse is only going to follow someone who is what? Safe. So that's really being that leader within. So one thing we never do is we never allow, so if the horse does not move, which is disco, we allow the human to still come up with their own answer, because at that moment that human needed to just be. However, within that 40 to 50 minutes, the one thing we will do is help them to be able to finish what they started. Because if you don't help the human finish what they started with these superheroes, they're going to leave your facility and they're going to say, oh, I wonder what would have happened if I could have accomplished that. And we never want a human to leave feeling that they couldn't, because we know that they can move this horse. So that's the one thing we always make sure. Okay, so let's finish the task that we first started. So what is Disco actually trying to teach you right now when he doesn't come? So then they'll come up with their answers. Well, maybe I got to be thinking it, saying intention with what I think and what I feel. got to be that leader. So we help them. They get lined up. They breathe. And we say, okay, now feel it, think it, do it. And then all of a sudden, here's this person. They get they change their body language too, which is huge for the teacher. Change their body language and boom, they move the horse. Mm-hmm. As soon as they've moved the horse, high five, pound it, because they've accomplished what the horse, the teacher, Disco, had said, this is what it is that they need to do. And think about how you would take that to your life. They've changed their body. They have breathed so they could go into an interview. They could go into maybe a stressful family situation, or they could just
parenting,
be themselves.
Anything, yeah.
Parenting. I changed this, everything in clear intention. Look at how much more confident you are as a human, the leader that you feel inside, and you feel safer inside when you know you can accomplish anything. And when people can move 1,300 pounds, they're like, wow, if I can do that, I can do anything in my life.
And when they understand what changed, that's what causes the behavioral change in real life too, right? Even kids who come in who are dealing with bullies or anything along those lines, they understand now, okay, so when I stood like this and I spoke like that, this is how it worked for me. And they can apply that without that piece of success.
Yep.
And the horses are always there too to help us out. Like, as they know, once they get to that little bit of a next level, the horse is going to, we'll move now. And it's, oh. It's always just such a phenomenal thing to be able to watch every day as people get this sense of, I can. Mm-hmm. And that's, and they do. And they do. Yeah.
I can and I do. Every program we have, they can and they do. We never allow something to start without finishing, because then we're not actually listening to the horses, the teacher. That's what we've promised our horses in these programs, is we will listen to you, the superheroes, to do the step in to help the humans.
This is actually a perfect one to go with it too. Disco taught me to be patient and that I can make it happen if I am confident. I felt in control and that it was okay to work with others to get a problem solved. How huge is that? Like, even think about for people who have had to do so much on their own in life, to have an understanding that they can work with others to achieve something, and that they can depend on other people, and that they have that confidence within them. I mean, I actually remember this day, and I remember it was beautiful.
We have another
stunning. Yeah, we do.
I just love them so much.
Disco is a great friend. I feel like he listens and understands that I feel like he is my friend. Today he was communicating through touch too and would nudge me a few times like encouragement, and he felt close to me. Disco is awesome. He makes me feel so happy.
Aww. And Disco, I love that nudging, because here's a person who's with, 1,300 pounds, which is very scary, because most of our clients are non-horse people. Mm-hmm. Very, very scary. And how they understood that his body was actually saying, you can do this, you can do this, versus boom, knowing the difference that this was encouragement. So you can see how this really brings that power back into a human's life, and these superheroes are doing what it is that they do, and we as the facilitators are helping them to get there.
And when they know that the horses cannot lie, they are incapable of lying, and they know that these people have this within them, think how amazing that feeling is. I know even for myself, if I ever get to that place of self-doubt and I get that little encouragement piece, I know that's true. I know that he knows I can, right?
Exactly.
And that's what gives me that little boost to know that I can myself. Good morning, ladies in Disco. Such great info and a huge reminder.
Hey, Rachy Rach.
Hey, Rachy Rach.
So, I look like an angel today, don't I?
You do.
The sun is just a shining behind.
And I am all dark over here.
The dark side or the light side?
Yeah, if you watched my live last week, you'll understand even more. Wow.
Wow.
One more. My horse taught me trust. That it's okay to be afraid, and it's also okay to try. I felt so happy around Disco. He taught me that friendships are simple with trust.
Shivers, shivers, and more shivers. These superheroes, I don't think, can ever get enough credit.
No.
I really don't. Okay.
Everybody out there, if you just heard that, everybody take a nice deep breath. Because that to me was like just a, let's all just take a moment and breathe.
And life is good, and we only have one life. So breathing and being able to be here is so, so important.
So just before we head out to one more, Disco is such a wonderful horse. He taught me how to trust again. Trust is a big thing for me, just like all of us. I loved my time with him and could spend every day, minute, and hour with him. I love it so much here. Thank you so, so much for everything, and God bless.
Aww.
Right? How do you not? Everybody at home, I hope you went, aww, after that, because that's just taught you how to trust again. Come
that's
on.
Huge.
Right?
Good
right.
job, Disco.
Such a champ. So again, my name is Carolyn Charles, the Director of Sales and Marketing with the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
And my name is Carrie Fulmick, the founder of the Equine Connection and Master Instructor, helping people globally around the world do exactly what it is that we do.
Yes, and it's a beautiful life we lead, but don't forget about those superheroes out there, the ones without the capes, the ones who are the behind the scenes, who maybe are doing the most to help improve people's lives really yes. out there in the world, just like these beautiful horses are. So hopefully that helped you to know how these incredible creatures are, again, superheroes without capes. And we can't wait to share another one with you next week. And we will be here again to talk to you about another one of our beautiful superheroes without capes. And hopefully it's just zenny like
yeah,
this one.
Yeah, because it really does feel good. Great. Yes. Make your day an incredible one because you deserve it. You are unique. You are a gift to this world. Remember that because they do.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.